If you've had a bushwalk recently, because I did, oh my God, I have to tell you about this. So the day before yesterday, I went on a bushwalk, Harold Reed Reserve, Middle Cove. I do recommend it. I saw an echidna and two tawny frogmouth owls. So dude, if you have time to go for a bushwalk, you really, really should. Anyway, one of the things that you can actually see guaranteed if you go for a bushwalk these days is that all the Australian native Christmas bushes are out and about, and they kind of look like little red stars. Anyway, they're one of my absolute favourite plants. And you know what? I'm going to tell you all about them. I've got a horticulturalist on the line. Her name is Alison Sheen. She's from Flower Power, and she's going to tell us all about them. So Alison, I mean, tell us about Christmas bushes. I mean, first off, how do you look after them?
Good morning. Yeah, they're a beautiful plant to have in your garden. Excellent for a cut flower at Christmas time, of course. Also through the year, you can have cut foliage from them. Excellent bush. If you live in coastal, really easy to grow. They like a well-drained soil, like a sandy soil. If you're a little bit back from the coast and you're a bit clay, I recommend you put through some native mix or some coarse river sand or something like that. They don't like to be wet, so just if you prepare them before you plant. There's plenty in nurseries at the moment because they're looking in their prime. It's actually the little fruits that you're seeing at the moment, not the flowers. Okay. They flower around November, so you've got beautiful creamy white flowers in spring. Now you've got the beautiful red fruits, so awesome for the birds to come and get the fruits as well. So if you are planting now, just keep the water up. You know, with these 40-degree days, really keep the water up. So no strong fertilisers, no strong manures, and other than that, really easy to grow.
So you can get a Christmas bush for yourself. I'm so excited. Maybe I'll get one. I'll put it in my garden. But the other thing is, so, you know, what other plants are flowering in summertime?
Oh, so many. If you have a look around the nursery now, things like frangipanis, so beautiful and tropical. They're coming into flower. Or your hibiscus. So, again, really tropical, really Hawaiian, really easy, really drought hardy. They're all coming into flower. One of my favourites, absolute favourites, would be a mandevilla, beautiful climber, big trumpet-shaped flowers in reds or whites or pinks. Again, like they flower most of the year, so drought-hardy. Love the hot sun, so they'll be loving today. They're beautiful. What else is in flower? Oh, there's a plant called pentas. Pentas is something that all through the warmer months, again, the butterflies love it, so bright. It's just a little sort of perennial shrub, but they're awesome to have in your garden at Christmas. You can pick their little flowers again as well.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, when, like, obviously these really, really hot days, you know, and plants do get, they do get hurt by the heat of the sun. So, I mean, what are, how do you protect your plants?
Yeah, I mean, on the 40-something degree days, even your hardiest plants, you know, like agapanthus, citrus, I have seen them burn on really, really hot days. Stress Guard's a product that you can actually buy that if you know you're going to get a really hot day, you can spray the foliage, and it's nearly like a coating to protect them from sunburn. Otherwise, definitely, you know, like today, it's going to be really hot, so obviously if you could get out in the garden before work or before school and give the garden a good drench, you know, just general maintenance. So having the roots mulched of your plants, that helps with the water. So usually as long as they're moist, they won't burn too badly. But, yeah, sometimes, just sometimes, things still will get burnt. So they might just need a haircut or a prune if they do get a bit burnt. So, yeah.
Okay. So, and in summertime, I mean, is it a good idea to plant anything?
Some plants, well, I mean, there's a lot of plants you can plant all year round. If you are planting in the heat of the year, most nurseries water their plants like every single day. So if you want to plant, that's great, but just make sure that the water's kept up. Also, I don't know if the listeners know a product called Sea Sol. Sea Sol is made from seaweed. Excellent for transplantation shock or shock of any sort. So, like, give them a tonic. You know, like us having sushi makes us healthy. So the plants having a tonic of seaweed extract weekly or maybe fortnightly, that will really help establish any plants that you're planting at this time of year.
Oh, I think I've got to get myself, I don't know, like a Christmas bush and have some sushi with it and have it seaweed. What a
Awesome. Great, amazing.
Okay, excellent. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be feeding plants seaweed and eating seaweed. What a great way to do things. It's 10:54. You are listening to The Daily on 2SER 107.3. And, you know, we're going to have all the info there about plants flowering in summertime, what you can do, all up on the podcast. That was the wonderful Alison Sheen there from Flower Power.